Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Summer afternoon, just a few days before our nation's birthday, the 4th of July. If you're just tuning in, Knicks are hiring Mike Brown as their head coach. We'll get to the Yankees in a little bit as well as they play a pivotal game three against the Toronto Blue Jays, losing the first two. Jazz Chisholm opened up a can of worms yesterday, we'll address. And the Mets are in the midst of a doubleheader against the Brewers after they got rained out last night. And I couldn't have been the only one who drove to Citi Field to find out it was getting rained out. I didn't actually get to Citi Field. I got to the White Stone Bridge when I heard that it was postponed.
I'm a loser.
Quickly veered off the exit. And so luckily, I didn't have to pay the toll.
That's miserable. Did you at least take Jet for ice cream or something?
No, just took him right back home.
Oh, dude.
It was me,
what
my
kind of
father.
For you? It's a summer, man.
He's not, believe it or not, if it's not Citi Field ice cream, he ain't into it.
You know what's funny? Yesterday, I was sitting in the house with Tracy. We just had dinner with the kids. I was like, you know what would be great? A soft serve machine.
You're right.
In the house. He's like, yeah, but it'd be great until you had to clean it and everything else.
That is so true.
You're true, but I just felt like soft serve last night.
You're so right. Like, that's the main reason I'm going to the Met game tonight. I needed to make right on the lack of Mr. Softy last night. Now, this Mike Brown hire, I don't think is really a surprise to anybody, right?
They're not going
to
hire Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
This one kind of confused me, though. I don't know why Boomer was going to be shocked, but apparently he's shocked. Mike Brown, the new head coach of the New York Knicks.
They're not going
to
hire Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
I do admit, when this process began, we all made predictions. My prediction was Johnny Bryant. Mm. I thought that everything connected well to them giving him that opportunity. Meanwhile, it doesn't sound like he even got an interview.
No.
It sounds like he wasn't even really a part of this process.
I think it probably came down to what we said originally. They knew him. Yeah. And so if they couldn't get anybody and say the Mike Browns of the world or the Taylor Jenkins of the world, Tyler Jenkins of the world turned them down, they'd be like, all right, well, this sucks. All right, we'll hire you, Johnny Bryant. But it didn't ever come to that.
And it was never going to come to that because those guys specifically, and let's include Mike Budenholzer, who wasn't involved in this, it doesn't sound like, no one was turning this job down.
No.
Like, I get there's some negatives to it because you come in here with a lot of pressure. You're working for James Dolan. I understand all that. But you are sitting on the pine, sitting on the beach, as they say, without a job. And now you have a chance to take a job where you will either be the favorites to come out of the Eastern Conference,
right,
or you'll be second.
And by the way, I don't think that the working for James Dolan thing is a detriment anymore. It doesn't feel like it's become an impediment because you know you're actually working for Leon Rose at this point. It doesn't feel like James Dolan, despite some of his influence in helping move on from Tom Thibodeau, doesn't feel like he's that guy who is just imposing, I'm putting my will on this, and I don't care if this is the right basketball move, this is what I emotionally want to do. It doesn't feel like that anymore.
No.
So it's not a deterrent as much as it used to be.
No, it's the administration. It's Leon right. Rose. It's World Wide West. I do believe they're running the show. We'll get your opinions now, 888-808-1019. Jake is in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's up?
I think Mike Brown's a great hire. You know, it gives us experience, which I know we're kind of used to. It brings us a winning dynamic. You know, he's been far in the playoffs, and he knows what's going on. And I'm seeing reports that it's set new expectations in practice. So I think that's just going to help our team gel and get better. And one more thing. Do you think that this Mike Brown hire could be more of a lead for LeBron joining the team? How do you guys feel about that?
I don't think it has any impact on it. I did, you know, when Mike Brown was attached to this job, and obviously the LeBron James opt-in and the statement by Rich Paul, I went back like everybody else just to kind of remind myself what was the relationship like between LeBron and Mike Brown. And it sounded like, here's the way I'd phrase it, it soured at the end. But then when Mike Brown lost his job with the Lakers, LeBron came out very actively saying, hey, I think he got a raw deal.
Right.
So it sounds like they had a good relationship, it soured, and now, considering LeBron's had a million different head coaches and probably looks back at that era fondly, it sounds like they have a fine relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't think LeBron James is going to push his way to the Knicks or not to the Knicks based on if Mike Brown is or wasn't the head coach.
No, I think you're right about that. It doesn't seem like it would be a possibility. We talked about this a bit 2 days ago, whenever it was, Monday, about LeBron James opting into his contract. It just makes it almost impossible for teams to trade for him. So he wants to stay in L.A. He just wants to try to force L.A. to be better this year and not rebuild in place.
I don't think it's an impossibility of him coming to the Knicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'll tell you why. This morning I read, I think it's from Brian Windhorst, who's pretty locked in, that the Lakers view LeBron James as an expiring contract. They don't view him as this 10th-hole Laker player.
Right.
They view him as an expiring, and they're building around Luka. If you went to the Lakers and you said to Rob Pelinka...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not valuable to the Lakers.
But they're thinking about the future.
Right.
That's clearly what they're thinking about. And if you went to the Lakers and said, all right, you can team up Luka with Karl Anthony Towns, I could see where the Lakers would be drawn in by that appeal.
Right.
I could see that.
That's
now,
interesting.
They would also fall into the same problem the Knicks have, which is their two best players can't defend me. But nevertheless. And so if they view LeBron as an expiring deal, the Lakers, if they love Kat and think they can maximize Kat, could potentially say yes to a trade like that. If you're the New York Knicks, and I think many Knicks fans will differ on this, obviously, I think some would say, oh, yeah, I don't believe in Kat. I can rid myself of that contract. I get 1 year of LeBron James. I give it a shot. And then after that, I can move on. So I don't think it's crazy. I think the Knicks actually have the players where you can talk yourself into something like that.
Well, I mean, the Knicks were the one team that when we talked about because they have a contract for contract.
Right.
It kind of just matches up.
Kat for LeBron works out. on the trade machine.
Right.
Would you make that trade, Tommy?
I'm getting Aaron Rodgers vibes with LeBron. I don't want him here.
You should.
I don't want him here for any reason.
But I don't think he's going to bring all his boys, though. Because, by the way, they're all retired. Seriously.
Do we have to carve out a role for his son on the staff?
No,
does he have any other family members he'd like to bring in?
I mean, maybe J.R. Smith comes out of retirement.
Which Tommy would like. He hung out with J.R. last weekend, didn't you?
I like J.R. He invited us on his golf podcast, Sean and I.
Let's go to Corey in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. So Mike Brown is a solid coach with solid NBA experience. But to me, that's the only reason why this would be a good hire. Because to me, you just said it, Evan. The Knicks' biggest issue, the biggest weakness we saw was that their two best players can't defend, right?
Yeah.
And the Kings, in Mike Brown's years, were bottom 10 in defensive efficiency every single year. So the Knicks have basically subscribed to the idea of beating every team in a shootout. And to me, that's just not the way I would have went. But, you know, that's what they're doing. It's just full offense, no defense. And they're just like, oh, we're just not going to play defense anymore.
But their issue in the second half of last year, and you saw it a little bit in the playoffs, is they didn't maximize the offensive weapons they have.
Right.
I mean, when you look at the roster that they have, and we actually saw it early in the season and then it veered off, they should have a top five offense in this league. They got the weapons for that.
Right.
So I don't think it's as simple as screw defense, we don't care. But I think it's, hey, how can we maximize the roster that we have? Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns should be lethal on the pick and roll. Like, we need to maximize what these two can do on the floor at the same time. But yet, in the second half of last year, it went the other way.
Right, but you didn't even see a lot of that, especially in the postseason.
Right.
And it got frustrating. It's like, why are you running the pick and roll with Brunson and Josh Hart? Doesn't make any sense, especially because Josh Hart doesn't want to shoot.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, guys. I wanted to jump in and talk about Mike Brown and the Knicks offseason so far as a part of the coalition.
Yes.
I do like to give credit when credit is due. And I have to say, I actually like what I see going on over at MSG. See, because Leon Rose, simply put, he's window shopping. And as the great philosopher Curtis Jackson would say, he's a window shopper in the jewelry store looking at crowns he know he can't buy. See, he's going out and getting the most recently fired king in the NBA, Mike Brown, to come work with the uncrowned champions. And that makes a ton of sense because I think he'll fit right in with what they're trying to do. And so Leon Rose recognizes the Knicks need to go window shopping like they're in the red light district. The New Amsterdam Knicks better win this year because the Eastern Conference, seemingly overnight with the Magic and the Hawks and all these younger teams coming up, have made the Knicks window close a lot faster than I think they anticipated. So Mike Brown is a good hire, but just like the uncrowned champions, he's a king that can't hold the crown for too long. So he will fit right in, and those picks in the future will be coming to the Nets in the lottery, and the coalition will always win, Tommy. We will always come out victorious because that trade for Bridges will eat at you for years to come. So good luck with Brown, because what can Brown do for you? Absolutely nothing.
You want to respond to that one, Tommy?
Oh,
I'll let you handle that one.
Do I have carte blanche here to respond to him?
Taking a shot at UPS.
Can I fight fire with fire with Kendrick?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. You have the retort to respond.
Well, it's funny to me that Kendrick and the people that root for his basketball team, the Nets, keep trading for picks in the, you know, basically we'll have flying cars by the time those picks come to fruition, is going to sit there and tell me how my basketball team, who's favorites to get out of the East next year, and his team is favorites for, I don't know, the play-in tournament, I'm not sure, or the mid-season tournament, or one of those in-season tournaments. And Kendrick, this isn't the day for it, because I think Mike Brown, and one of the things we haven't brought up too, is that I think the roster that the Knicks have built fits more of Mike Brown's style than it did with Tibbs. I think it was square peg, round hole with Tibbs. I think he was always swimming upstream.
Well, because he's a defensive-minded head coach. His two best players can't defend me.
Correct, and I think that the roster has been built to outscore teams like the Celtics, teams like the Thunder, and we didn't see that at times. Early in the year we did, but by the midway point, the Knicks kind of went backwards offensively.
100%. Because I think sometimes in theory you think, okay, I have a bunch of offensive weapons. They don't defend at a high level. Let me bring in a defensive-minded head coach to make it work. And truthfully, they were an average defensive team at best, probably worse than that at moments.
Right.
and they didn't maximize their offensive potential. And you even look at the two bench pieces they added in Jordan Clarkson and Gershon Yaseb. By the way, I've gone back and forth on the correct pronunciation of this. Yasabele is what I've heard.
Yasabele?
But
Yabusele is what I've heard. Yabu.
Yeah, what's called Yabusele is said by everybody. I don't think that's accurate.
But I think you
can call him Yabusele, not Sealy.
You can go the Tibbs route, just call him Yabu.
Yeah.
I think that's the easiest way to get around
That's the easiest route.